Good day and welcome to Gezer Stories, as told by Kempo Gawang Rinpoche, a series of audio programs produced by Jeweled Lotus Publications, especially for the Shambhala Times and the Shambhala community. In this series, Rinpoche will present stories of warrior king Gezer of Ling.
When you tell story of Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, there are many ways you can tell. Author, biography, inner biography, and secret biographies. And in this case, that is an author biography of Gezer. Common, there's some there kind of secrets, but most just being like human. He's son of the Singun, brother of Jata, a nephew of Chipun and Totong, and he's king of Ling. He was warrior, and he went many small places. And another way, he is reincarnation of King Chusong Daebjin. Gezer is a Riksum Jigdu, combination of Minjishiri, Vajrapani, and Avalokiteshvara. He is a protector principle, and he is a messenger of Padmasambhava. This idea is that when Padmasambhava came to Tibet, he subdued many bad, spirits. And ministers at that time, as they had a very bad attitude, those mad, bad aspiration, they become a harmful person, reborn. And then the Gezer is Padmasambhava's activities, is those his teachings, and there are some, the kings at that time in Tibet, the small kings everywhere, their control and their area, very bad situations happened. Then Gezer came and he subdued and he gave it the treasury and wealth and teachings, become, a good place. He's also Tertan too. He takes treasures from many places and they give it to the people. Of course, he's not ordinary person, and he always what he done as beneficial all beings. If you read it, because the story, he's saying, what I did, I didn't do anything for myself. All my activities beneficial for others and through the Buddha's teachings. And this way, he's very powerful, the protector. I think if you practice Gezer, you can do like guru yoga at the Mapam Hero at Beautiful. And also, if you want to practice as Gezer, way of protector, he's just the principal protector. Many ways you can do practice Gezer, involve Gezer. Traditionally in Tibet, they're putting Gezer photos that they believe it brings good luck. Now, I want to tell a story of Gezer. Gezer is incarnation of King Chusong Daebjin. Another way we can say emanation of Minjushiri. And Gezer is messenger of Padmasambhava. And he is a cousin of Naga and Hla Lu Nin. He is a cousin of Lu, and Kesar is warrior or king of Ling. So I want to tell story of Kesar. There are stories saying that Kesar's mother from Nagas, king of Naga, Tsungna Rinchen, is a daughter. One time, they had a disease in the land of the Lu, and then they want to remove those disease, and then they thought they want to invite some very powerful teacher. So they invite Pema Sambhava to Nagaram, and he blessed Nagaram to remove all disease in Nagaram. And king of Naga once offering something. Then he asked to Pema Sambhava, and what you want? Really, you are very helpful for the Nagaram to remove all disease. So according to your wish, we have to offer like jewel and so forth. Traditional Nagaram is very rich for the jewels. So Pema Sambhava is saying, I need your daughter to bring in the human realm. So he gives Naga's daughter the Ngoza Lamo. She is a mother of Kesar. And the first there, Pema Sambhava placed the family's name there with the 12 volumes of Pajanaparamita Sutta and the other ritual symbols with her that's come from Nagaram. The conch and peaceful symbol and those with her. They give to the Naga's daughter, Goza Lamo. So then later in the Ling, there are three brothers. Chipun is the oldest one. Singun is Kesa's father. And Trotong is the uncle, Kesa's uncle. And so, Ling and Ngo fight. So then, the Goza Lamo, he ran away. He took 12 volumes of Pajanaparamita Sutta, and so there are some, you know, all ritual symbols with her. So then the Ling get her, so she become Singun's wife. And so that long story. So Chipun is the oldest one. Kesa's father, Singun, is a middle brother. Trotong is another. So Chipun is a very wise person, very nice person. If you read Kesa's story, Trotong is kind of has magic power. It's a very sensitive person and the kind of bad uncle. And when Kesar was born, has a lot, it's a good sign. Trotong doesn't like, he wants to become king of Ling. Trotong sees Kesar going to be king, so he doesn't want Kesar stay in the Ling. He tried to remove or kill Kesar. Kesar is a small boy, it's very powerful, you know, very talented person. So then Totong tried Kesa get out of the Ling, and the Kesa and his mother with Mame Yulong Sumdo, there's some place in Tibet, in eastern Kham area. And the wind and Kesa, he helped her mother leave his mother and leave small yak tent, and you know, they're very sad stories. Then Kesa and give the prophecy to the Totong. Totong is his kind of Buddhism and Pun tradition, both mixed practice. And one night, Kesa kind of manifest of Totong's Yidam, Hayang Gerwa, and give the prophecy, said, you have to perform ceremony. You are going to win for King of Ling because you have very special horse, Yubja Dingun, name of the horse. That's very special horse. Totong has it. And nobody has this kind of horse. Now your time to act, become the king. So he gave the prophecy. Then Totong is rich family in this area. He has 9 sons. So Totong gathered all Ling, the families, said, we need king, we need leader. So, because they have plan, you know, as a good society. So then how will they choose the leader? Said riding horse, who's win that become the king of Ling, at the same time the husband of Dumo. Dumo's family is very rich, and her father's name, Chalotunba Jamsin, is in Yushu area she's from. Kesar older brother called Jatsa is a very strong personality. Jatsa and Chipun, Kesar's older uncle, they're similar, the view. They said, we need the Kesa. At that time, his name is not Kesa. His name is Choro. We have to invite him. We want to include him as the family of Ling. And so, everybody agree, invite him in, you know, writing festival. So then they invite Kesa. Before Kesa get out of his mother, they give it 1 D, it's female yak, 1 horse. And then the yak tent, that's it. They don't have any other things. 1 horse give birth the colt. So that is become Kesa's riding horse called Jianggu, the wire horse. Then they start riding horse, and Kesa, he win riding horse. So he's become King of Ling. At that time, they give his name is Kesa Norbu Dandur. And he's become husband of Dumo, the king of the Ling. That's how he started to become a king of Ling. that's kind of general how he grew up. And he's a very special person. Of course, he has supernatural power. He knew in the future. And at the same time, he has protectoral helpers or giving prophecy by Pema Sambhava, sometimes Lachin Tsangbakarpo is kind of white Brahma, and sometimes Manene Namikarmo, they're another, the lady is giving kind of prophecy to him. Oh, now you should do this and that, this. And when he fight barbarians, and Major Pomra is a helper to him. He's kind of another protector for Kesa. Major Pomra is a mountain Nin, part of Nin. Hla, Lu, Nin, right? The Lachin Tsangbakarpo is Hla. Manene Namikarmo is Hla. He gives prophecy to the Kesa. Nyingjin Kulak Kenzu and Madhyar Pomra, those helped to him, and Lu, his cousin of Lu, they also helped him. When Kesar is going to war, he has Dala and Verma with him. Their last energies, you know, with him. And the troops fly in Lu in Nin with him. When he started war, just the barbarians, he has those all troops together and giving, you know, powerful and very strong person. Sometimes when they fight, the barbarians has very powerful something. He's kind of rainbow body. Nobody can cut his body and nobody's stopping. And sometimes they see he's kind of just weightless. When he hit the sword, so he's kind of weightless, rainbow. You can't cut his body. So that's just a just general idea. The Kesar is a Dabla of human. If you practice Kesar, we believe it brings energy and brings good luck and good fortune something. People has powerful energy, brings Lungta too. So when I was young, my family bought one book called The Great Perfection of Ling in Helam. So this story is that one time Kesar's mother passed away. At that time, Kesar was in India, his retreat. And during that time, she posted, then become ill. She knew she's going to pass away. Then she passed. There are 12 lamas in the Ling. They know where she's going. They practice for her. They see she went and they held on. They send a messenger to the Kesar. Oh, we did the practice for her. We offered butter lamps and we made prayer flags and so forth. But it cannot help her. She just went and they held on. So just only one person can help her. That's just a Kesar. They send a message to Kesar. Kesar is retreated in the India. And the messengers send it to the Kesar. Then Kesar went to Helram. And he liberated many hell beings. Because he had to be there. Purpose, he went to Helram because the Kesar had to be there for beneficial the hell beings. And then he come back in the Ling, they have big celebrations. And lots of people has questions, how's, you know, Hiram? And he taught a lot about Hiram and what he did, how was his mother. And they all were very, very happy. And then he taught a lot, great professor Dzogchen. This story I heard a lot. And when tellers of the Kesa stories come to visit my family and they read Kesa stories, and it's a entertainment. And, you know, warriors, they go to some place, they fight, they without some weapons, just only fighting, boxing sometimes. Sometimes they are warriors, they go to the wall and just by itself, they make promised, even if they don't kill or they don't win, they make promise they don't return the bag. And it's a kind of, you know, it's a movie, like a movie for the kids. And everybody tell the story of Kesa in the Kham area. It's very common. I think over 100 stories, books about Kesa. It's a huge story. It's interesting. When they read Kesa stories, each main character has tune. When they talk to the someone, very important things, they're not just directly talking, their way of singing. That is how they do. Before they fight to warriors, first, they introduced themselves. That's a traditional way. But they're not immediately fighting. They come together, you know, very close. They see each other and they talk. They stop riding horse. They're ready to eat. Then talk. If you don't recognize me, and my name is this, as my father, mother, and they're just giving their background. Today, why we are going to fight? They're giving purpose, make very clear, and then fight.
You have been listening to Gezer Stories, an audio production of Jeweled Lotus Publications, produced especially for the Shambhala Times and the Shambhala community. Executive producer for this series is Kempo Gawang Rinpoche. The producer is Candy Aludi. This program was recorded and edited by Thomas Lenk. Thank you for listening.